Krishna Book, Canto 13, Dwaraka, Chapter 80, Scene 1, Parikshit's Advanced Understanding of the Vaishnava Philosophy. King Parikshit was hearing the narrations of the pastimes of Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram from Shukadeva Goswami. These pastimes are all transcendentally pleasurable to hear, and Maharaj Parikshit addressed Shukadeva Goswami as follows. My dear Shukadeva Goswami, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the bestower of both liberation and love of God simultaneously. Anyone who becomes a devotee of Lord Krishna automatically attains liberation without having to make a separate attempt. Lord Krishna is unlimited, and as such, Krishna's pastimes and activities in the matter of creating, maintaining, and destroying the whole cosmic manifestation are unlimited. Therefore, I wish to hear about Krishna's other pastimes of which you may not have spoken as of yet. Oh, my dear Master, the conditioned souls within this material world have been frustrated by searching out the pleasure of happiness derived from sense gratification. Such desires for material enjoyment are always piercing the heart of conditioned souls. But I am actually experiencing how the transcendental topics of Lord Krishna's pastimes can relieve one from the state of being affected by such sense gratificatory material activities. I think that no intelligent person can reject this method of hearing the transcendental pastimes of Lord Krishna again and again. For simply by hearing, one can remain always steeped in transcendental pleasure. Thus, one will not be attracted by material sense gratification. In this statement, Maharaj Parikshit has used two important words, Vishana and Visheshagya. Vishana means morose. The materialistic persons are inventing many ways and means to become fully satisfied, but actually they remain morose. The point may be raised that sometimes those who are transcendentalists also remain morose. Parikshit Maharaj has used, however, the word Visheshagya. For there are two kinds of transcendentalists, namely the impersonalist and the personalist. Visheshagya refers to the personalists who are interested in transcendental variegatedness. The devotees become jubilant by hearing the descriptions of the personal activities of the Supreme Lord, whereas the impersonalists, who are actually more attracted by the impersonal feature of Lord Krishna, are only superficially attracted by the personal activities of Lord Krishna. As such, in spite of coming in contact with the pastimes of Lord Krishna, the impersonalists do not fully realize the benefit to be derived, and thus they remain in exactly the same morose position as the materialists due to fruitive activity. The capacity for talking can be perfected only by describing the transcendental qualities of Lord Krishna. The capacity for working with one's hands can be successful only when one engages him or herself in the service of Lord Krishna with those very hands. Similarly, one's mind can be pacified only when one simply thinks of Krishna in full Krishna consciousness. This does not mean that one has to be very thoughtful, but one simply has to understand that Krishna, the absolute truth, is all pervasive by his localized aspect as Paramatma. If only one can think that Krishna as Paramatma is everywhere, even within the atom, then one can perfect the thinking, feeling, and willing functions of one's mind. The perfect devotee does not see the material world as it appears to material eyes, but the perfect devotee sees everywhere the presence of his or her worshipable Lord in his Paramatma feature. Maharaj Parikshit continued to say that the function of the ear can be perfected simply by engagement in hearing the transcendental activities of Lord Krishna. Parikshit said further that the function of the head can be fully utilized when the head is engaged in bowing down before Lord Krishna and his representative. That Lord Krishna is represented in everyone's heart is a fact, and therefore the highly advanced devotee offers respects to every living entity, considering that the body is the temple of Lord Krishna. But it is not possible for all men to come to that stage of life immediately, because that stage is for the first class devotee. The second class devotee can consider the Vaishnavas or devotees of Lord Krishna to be representatives of Krishna. And the devotee who is just beginning, or the neophyte, third class devotee, can bow his or her head before the deity in the temple and before the spiritual master, who is the direct manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the neophyte stage, in the intermediate stage, or in the fully advanced perfected stage, one can make the function of the head perfect simply by bowing down before Lord Krishna or his representative. And similarly, one can perfect the function of the eyes by seeing Lord Krishna and his representative. In this way, everyone can elevate the functions of the different parts of the body to the highest perfectional stage simply by engaging them in the service of Lord Krishna or his representative. If one is able to do nothing more, then he or she can simply bow down before Lord Krishna and his representative, and also drink the Charanamrita, or the water which has washed the lotus feet of Lord Krishna or his devotee. And so, upon hearing the statements of Maharaj Parikshit, Shukadeva Goswami became overwhelmed with devotional ecstasy because of King Parikshit's advanced understanding of the Vaishnava philosophy. Shukadeva was already engaged in describing the activities of Lord Krishna, and so, when asked by Maharaj Parikshit to describe them further, Shukadeva continued with great pleasure narrating Srimad Bhagavatam. Thus ends Chapter 80, Scene 1, Parikshit's Advanced Understanding of the Vaishnava Philosophy. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gopinath, Gopinath, Che mone cho di be more. Na jani bhakati. Karme jadamati. Porechi samsara gore gopina. Gopina, 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 Gopina. Gopinath. O Gopinath, how will you purify me? I do not know what devotion is, and my materialistic mind is absorbed in fruitive work, and so I have fallen into this dark and perilous worldly existence. The following are comments by our Vaishnava Acharyas on this section. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti comments herein that we see many persons who, even after hearing the topics of the Lord repeatedly, give up their spiritual dedication. Vishwanath replies that the word Visheshagya is therefore significant herein. Those who have actually understood the essence of life do not give up Krishna consciousness. A further qualification is to be Vishanakama Marganai, or disgusted with material sense gratification. These two qualities are complementary. For one who has experienced the real taste of Krishna consciousness automatically becomes disgusted with the inferior taste of material pleasure. As it is said in Bhagavad Gita, Parang Drishtva Nivartate. Such a genuine hearer of the topics of Krishna cannot give up hearing about Krishna's fascinating pastimes. Vishwanath also mentions that the senses should work together in Krishna consciousness. In other words, whatever the eyes or ears experience, the mind should simply remember Krishna, who is within all things. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.